Reading from Romans 8, verses 18 through 21 and 28 through 30. Indeed, I consider the sufferings of the present to be nothing compared with the glory that will be revealed to us. All creation eagerly awaits the revelation of the children of God. Creation was subjected to transience and futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in the hope that creation itself would be freed from its slavery to corruption and would come to share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that God makes everything work together for the good of those who love God and have been called according to God's purposes. They are the ones God chose long ago, predestined to share the image of the only begotten, in order that Christ might be the firstborn among many. Those God predestined have likewise been called, and those called have also been justified, and those God justified have in turn been glorified.